Peter Merchant from Clayton Bay has a myriad of interests, as well as working with the Model Aero Club. He's a conservationist and retired toxinologist. He joins us now to share some fun facts and talk about frogs, as well as the wonders of cobra venom. Hi there, Peter. How are you?
Hi, Jenny. How are you?
Really well, thank you. Let's start with the wonders of cobra venom. What can you tell us?
So I have a long history of working with venoms before I retired, and I still do a little bit now. And we just published a paper on the analgesic effect of cobra venom. And it was really led to by, if you look on the internet, you'll find that there's a product called, or a number of products called Cobra Toxin or Cobra Toxan or Cobra Tox. This is available from a business in Vietnam. It's been around for years. These products have never been tested by the regulatory authorities, but a lot of people use them, so there must be some truth in what they do. And we decided to look at cobra venom to start with, to see whether there were any scientific merits in that. So we did it, and we tested it on rats and found that the venom and also some of the purified components in the venom had analgesic effect when given to the rats orally.
So what does that mean for us?
This could form lead compounds for further investigation into making analgesic drugs from them.
Right. So what could that help with?
They use those products that they make already for treating people with chronic joint pain. And it was used in the horse racing industry illegally, mm-hmm. and still is, mainly in America. And it was there that a trainer was put in jail for doing that, for using it on the horses for joint pain, so they could run the horses when they were in pain.
Oh, gosh. But I suppose that potentially has a positive application as well.
Yes, there's a lot of testing that have to go through before that could happen. But certainly people are using those alternative products around the world if they purchase them online. You'd probably have trouble getting them into Australia through our quarantine restrictions, but other countries are not quite the same case. Cobras is extremely deadly and cause a lot of death. But on the same hand, the venoms are so useful and could lead to very important drugs. They've also been used for looking at our neuromuscular system. And you could say they're like the tools in the toolbox of the neuromuscular researcher.
Why is it that you can use something that's so deadly for something that's so useful?
Most of our drugs come from nature anyway, in some way or other. They either come from plants or animals. Cobra and snake venoms are no different. I mean, they have all these effects on our body, but if you take them out and look at them individually, they can be put to good use. I mean, there are many clotting factors in venoms that are now used all around the world, either for diagnostic purposes or in drugs themselves. There's also venom compounds come from the Brazilian viper originally, are used for blood pressure regulation, and there are a number of drugs on the market now that come from this venom that are used for lowering blood pressure.
With us at the moment is Peter Merchant from Clayton Bay, conservationist and retired toxinologist. Tell us about the work that you do, Peter, with the southern bell frog.
Yes, so Mayor and I, in our area, we have 150 threatened species of animals and plants. So this is in the southern lakes and the southern part of the Murray River. We saw the southern bell frog was one of those animals that was in real trouble. It was super abundant not so long ago, and suddenly it's now a threatened species for a whole lot of reasons. And we thought, well, they do breed, they have the potential of breeding in huge numbers. So we thought, well, maybe we could captive breed them and at least put them back into the wild and keep some of the areas going while we try and get on top of what's causing their decline. And so we put some money into getting this project off the ground, and now it's been going a few years. The idea is to breed them to froglet stage and then put them straight out into the wild. So we raise the tadpoles to froglets and then put them out in the wild. It'd be a massive job trying to keep the froglets alive. If you're trying to keep 4,000 of them alive, it'd be a big job. So we did notice that the tadpoles, when they go through metamorphosis, they're quite dopey. As soon as they turn into little froglets, their whole character changes and they're scared of everything. And that's probably the best time to let them go.
Right.
So you wouldn't want them out there when they're going through metamorphosis, because everything would get them, the birds and snakes and everything.
Sort of like the little turtles making their way out to sea.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
So has this been a big community collaboration?
It has, yeah. It's a collaboration by many different facets. So you've got FAME, which is the Foundation for Australia's Most Endangered Species. We put the money into that entity and they manage it. And they subcontract out to the Nature Glenelg Trust, and they provide the on-ground management of the project.
Great.
And then there's all the volunteers here in Clayton Bay and surrounding areas that look after the frogs and the tadpoles on a daily basis. We've got Flinders University on site. And a number of other scientists are helping us with the project.
What can you tell us about this little species?
The southern bell frog is probably one of Australia's largest frogs. It's not the largest, but it'd be up there among the largest. When it grows to a fairly large size, it's different to many. If you keep them in captivity, they're different because they're very nervous frogs. Poke your head around the corner and they try and hide straight away. They're not like, say, the very popular green tree frog, which are a beautiful frog to keep in captivity because they just are so good as pets. They're easy to keep. They're not shy. They come and eat out of your hand if they want to, but you can't do that with the southern bell frog. They're very nervous.